Okay, good afternoon again. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining our service. Thank you for wonderful worship time. Beautiful singers. Why all Philippine people are good at music? You guys are so talented. Jealous, huh? Yeah, every single Filipino person can sing, play instruments. Huh? Is there any other Filipino people cannot sing, cannot play instruments? Wow, that's great. As Fernando shared a little bit, today our church is the celebration day. Because we bought a house across the street, we call the Smile House, Smile Khan. It's back to 2006. It cost 4,800 Mang En, which is how 48 million. Yeah, 48 million en. Yeah, it was a big money. And when we bought that the house, we were paying back the loan of this building still. This building was 20 million. Ooh, what a big money. It's 200 million. Yes, 200 million yen. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, still big money. We have any rich people, rich members, like the president of the company, Mazda president company, you know, president of Mazda, or any, you know, landowner, or no, we're, you know, ordinary people. But God, we have God. We have Bank of Heaven, not a Bank of Hiroshima. We paid the all money back this month, this September. Amen. Yeah. Thank you. 250 million yen are done. So we are free. And I shared one wonderful testimony this morning. Do you know the year of Jubilee, right? Year of Jubilee, it comes every 50 year. But Jubilee, year of Jubilee, is still celebrating in Palestine or Judean people. I don't know when they start counting, but 2015, September 14th, the new Jubilee year starts. This month is the Jubilee, the start month of the Jubilee in Judean calendar. And back to 1965, my father built the first building at this place, which is exactly 50 years ago. Is that a coincidence? Or according to God's calendar? After my father built the first building, 50 years after, the all debts are gone on the Jubilee year. I think this is the message from God, not the coincidence. This is the message to our church, which is we are the part of His family, part of His kingdom. But I feel, as a pastor of this church, this is the message from God. We have to go out and tell the freedom. Tell the forgiveness. Tell the message of Jubilee. I felt this is the challenge from God. Because we are free, we are forgiven from our sins. You know, we live in the everlasting life. We can walk with Jesus Christ. We have no debts. We are free. But the people in this country, most of them don't know about this. They are not free. They are not free from money. They are not free from worry. They are not free from the old tradition, you know. They don't know about the total forgiveness. That's why over 30,000 people kill themselves every year in this country. That's a sad story. So we, this church, celebrating the Jubilee, and also this celebration has to be shared, has to be expanded to the old people around this city or this country. Amen? Yeah, so I'm so happy today. Oh, I'm so happy. As a pastor, yeah, over 22 years, you know, when we built this church, this building, 1993, so about over 22 years, as a leader of this group, as a leader of this church, I felt burden on my shoulder. And I pray every day, of course, we can pay this burden, this loan back to the bank, to the members. But praise the Lord, we can pay back. No delay. No delay. Yeah. Actually, earlier than we expected. Yeah. Why? God is alive. Yeah, amen. God is alive. You guys are so lucky. Come to the church where God is living. God is working. That's why when we pray, God listens to our prayer and answer our prayers. Yes, this is true church. This is the true kingdom of God. Not so many people? No. You cannot see the whole angels in the sanctuary. I can see. Kind of delusion. But praise the Lord and thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. And of course, this is not the end, but not the start of a new year, of new calendar of the Lord. Amen. And also, most of you know, or as Jim mentioned, my sons were baptized this summer, this August, August 16th. Now, let me share this story, too. My second son, he is in Tokyo. He started going to a university, and he started going to the church in Tokyo. The pastor of the church is my friend. And he did not attend service when he was in high school because of the studies or tennis club or something. But after he moved to Tokyo, he started going to the church every Sunday, and he spent the whole day at the church. And one day he asked the friend, the pastor, who is my friend, "I want to be, can I be baptized?" Yeah. And the pastor, my friend, said, "Why don't you be baptized at your home church from your father?" And why not, you know? And then he came back to Hiroshima August, I think the 4 days before he was baptized. Thursday, yeah, 3 days, Thursday. And he, we discussed, you know, I heard, he called me after the discussion with the pastor, and I reconfirmed, are you going to be baptized? And he said, yeah. Okay, we don't have any time because he said he will stay 1 week. So 16 is the only Sunday he can stay here. So I put the water in this tank, baptismal tank, and I baptized him. And when I baptized him, my first son, was in the drum set. He was not baptized yet. Of course, he's a Christian, he believed in God, you know, he helping the Sunday school, but he missed the timing, you know. And when I baptized finished baptism of my second son, and second one was gone, I saw he was there. I don't know why he was there. He was sitting on the drum set. And I look at him, and he looked at me. And I pointed him, just like this. You know, yeah, you can see the whole story on Facebook or a movie. And I sent the message with my eyes. You know, I'm going to be baptized. And he took out his T-shirt. Suddenly, he received a message from his father. And he walked down into the baptism tank, and I baptized him. Two sons were baptized together. It's a miracle of God. Guys, God is alive. Yeah, God is alive. We don't know his timing. We don't know how he works. We don't know what he will done for us. But we can expect. We can believe in him. When I baptized the first son, I remembered when we built this sanctuary, when I put this baptismal tank here, I kind of a dream, you know. Wow. Well, at that time, my first son was born at the that year. You know, he was born 2 months before the sanctuary was built. So, well, someday I'll baptize my son. You know, I don't. Maybe I didn't pray, or just I thought, I remember that. So, you know, but I did not expect I can baptize two sons together. God job. You know, God. What God does for us is more than we expected. Right? His idea is well higher, too higher than we thought. We expect it. Amen? 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 Yeah. Only we could do just walk with him. Yeah. Just follow him. That's what we could do. Amen. Okay, let me open the Bible. Let me share a small, short sermon today. It's James chapter 2. Verse 1 to 13. You can read on the bulletin. I share the sermon I preached from the book of James this year. Today, James 2, verse 1 to 13. The theme is favoritism. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. Favoritism in Japanese is ekohiki. Ekohiki. Yeah. Let me You haven't heard of that. Ekohiki is a favoritism. Yeah. Students hate this word. Yeah. If the teacher shows favoritism, shows ekohiki to some students, they hate the teacher, right? Ekohiki. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom be promised those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbors as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. Whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Amen. Very simple teaching. Don't show the favoritism. If we have, let me see. If we have stars, if you have like movie stars here in this sanctuary, what are we going to do? Maybe come to him or her and ask the autograph, right? And give him or her to a best seat. And ask him or her, "How's the air conditioning? Ah, why you're here?" But it happens. It happens, right? Yeah. Yeah, some years ago, we had our Carp, Hiroshima Carp baseball player. Sometimes one of the players come to our service, or their wives sometimes show up. You know, all of us are so concerned. You know, who are him? Who are her? Yeah. But because they are famous, because we know them, you know, we show our concern. But if somebody here, who we don't know, him or her, how we act? Well, who is that? A newcomer? Huh? Well, maybe we don't put no attention on him or her. So we have to change our attitude. If we see the newcomer to this church, we have to treat him or her as a movie star, as a car player. Amen? Amen. Who is the new today? Toji, yes. Yeah! Toji! Welcome! Mr. Toji. Like that? Yeah? Yeah. This is, you know, the Bible is the teacher. You know, the Bible teaches us what we sometimes not realize. You know, it's in, we have to know what is the important, what is what we should react, what we should live. And there's one story about Mahatma Gandhi. You know the Mahatma Gandhi? Indian political leader? Mahatma Gandhi. In his autobiography, Gandhi wrote that during his student days, he read the Gospels seriously. Yeah, he wrote, and considered converting to Christianity. Yeah, considered converting to Christianity. He believed that in the teachings of Jesus, he could find the solution to caste system that was dividing, you know, caste system, which was dividing the people of India. You know, the caste system? They have a kind of a discriminating system. Like from the, I don't know, you know, there are many levels, hundreds, a thousand levels. It's called caste. So one Sunday, he decided to attend services at the nearby church and talk to the minister about becoming a Christian. Gandhi, for Gandhi, Christianity is the key. He can change his country with Christianity. So he went to the church. When he entered the sanctuary, however, the usher refused to give him a seat because maybe he belongs to the lower level of the caste. Maybe Toji knows this story. No? Ah. So the usher. I see. Hmm. The usher refused to give him a seat and suggested that he worship with his own people. You know, you does not belong this group. You have to go your own group church. Gandhi left the church and never returned to the church. If Christians have caste differences also, he said, I might as well remain a Hindu. You know, the churches had the caste system. So he was disappointed. So I stay in the Hindu. The usher's prejudice not only betrayed Jesus, but also turned a person away from trusting him as Savior. What a sad story. If the usher gave a seat to the Hindu, the Gandhi, the story of the world could be changed. Gandhi became a good, big preacher. He changed the whole country. But this is the true story. Favoritism. Verse 9. If you show favoritism, you sin. Favoritism is sin. Of course, it's not in the Ten Commandments, right? The Moses does not say favoritism is a sin. No. But the James said, if you show favoritism, you sin. And are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. Lawbreakers. Because the favoritism, like the story of Gandhi, hurt the people. Put the people away from God. So we have to be careful what we behave. Jesus loves the riches, the rich people. Did he have a dinner with rich people? No. He loves the poor. He loves the widows. He loves the people in serious disease who cannot make any money. Because he has mercy. Because he's a God, he's a mercy God. Verse 13 said, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Wonderful. But if we put our mercy on the outfit, that's a favoritism. We have to show our mercy to everybody to the same level, the full mercy. Verse 5, Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith? Poor people are rich in faith. God loves the poor. God loves the rich in faith. But this, we live in the material world. This is the word of money, right? This is the word of wealth. We adore the celebrities. We adore the rich people. The TV shows not the poor people. They show the big house, you know, rich people. So we are kind of an influence from the old information. But you know, 1 Samuel 16:7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks like. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Amen. Amen. But it's so difficult for us to see the heart because we can see the outfit, right? So how could we be like God? How could we avoid the favoritism? Answer is like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Answer is we put our attention to the poor people, the people in the hard condition. We are the disciples of Jesus Christ. Of course, we live in this material world. We act like the disciple of Jesus Christ. We show our mercy. We have to show our love to our neighbors, to the poor. Because favoritism is sin, we have to keep put it in our mind. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Thank you for today. Thank you, we realize that you're a living God and you listen, you're our prayer, you answer our prayer. Lord, thank you for that you do not have any favoritism. We are not good person. We are not perfect. We are sinful. But you do not have any favoritism, any discrimination. You love every single person here on the earth as the same level, the full power of love, Lord. Thank you. You send your only son. You kill your only son. You show your love to every single person here, Lord. Thank you for your love and thank you for your mercy. As the disciple of Jesus Christ, we want to show our mercy and love to the people without any discrimination, without any favoritism, Lord. Lord, send your Holy Spirit and open our mind and we open our heart and change our heart and change our attitude to the people around us. And thank you so much we can teach each other and we can share and then we can grow together. Lord, make this church can grow as your body, like Jesus Christ, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.